Hamas has returned four bodies to Israel, three of which have been confirmed as those of deceased hostages. There are conflicting reports this morning about the status of the Rafah crossing, key for aid delivery. It remains unclear if Israel will allow aid trucks through the crossing today. The fragile peace plan for Gaza has come under intense pressure in the last 24 hours. Yesterday, seven Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces in two separate incidents in eastern Gaza and in the east of Khan Yunis. There have also been gun battles on the streets and killings involving Hamas and rival gangs. In Israel, the hostage families waiting for the return of their loved ones say they support the slowing down of aid delivery and that the peace deal should not progress to the next stage until all of the bodies have been returned. Ella Haimi, the widow of Tal Haimi, whose body is still in Gaza, spoke to journalists from Israel, including our own Cian McCormack last night. First, she criticised Hamas efforts to locate deceased hostages.
I have the information that they have difficulties to find all the bodies, and they are not doing everything they can. They are not; they don't have the passion to go and find it. I know that the Israeli army giving them information and they use it, and it's gonna be long and complicated.
You were saying that they don't have the passion in terms of the search, and we've seen commitments by Hamas under the ceasefire agreement to return these people home. But what's your reaction now at this stage?
As I've been told, Israel has some tools to deal with it. For example, to stop the humanitarian help, we can control how many trucks going inside Gaza Strip a day. We have things we can do, and I think we have to use it.
What are your hopes at this stage? Because just looking at the international press, the Red Cross said it could take days or weeks, and there's a possibility that some hostages' remains may never come home. So what are your hopes for Tal?
My hopes that he will return. I don't have hopes from Hamas because Hamas is a terrorist organization. I have hopes for my country and my government that they will press Hamas with the help of the international community. Yesterday, in the Israeli Knesset, in the Israeli parliament, I felt betrayed the way they act. Amir Ohpana, the head of the parliament, said, "You can take the pictures of the hostages off," and he took his sign on the shirt off. This was very, very hard for me because I felt that my government, my country, doesn't see me anymore, doesn't see Tal anymore. But I know, and I got the army is Israeli doing everything they can, the IDF, to push hard as much as they can. I hope that no one will move on to the next level, level number two, before the first one is fulfilled. And I know, and I asked if the Israeli government gonna sign on level number two, and they have been told no until the first one will end. I trust them.
That you mentioned the Knesset feeling unheard. Do you think enough has been done by the Israeli government for you at this stage?
I hope so. It's a hard question, but I hope so. And anyhow, it's become too late. We had a disaster on October 7. The hostages that released yesterday, they came from death. They came from disaster. They came from a nightmare. Our job, the families, is just to make it shorter, to bring it to an end as fast as possible. 2 years, it's a lot of time.
What do you think needs to happen if there's not enough movement soon enough?
I think I can live and I can handle with four bodies a day.
But you don't want to see it moving to phase two until that happens?
Yeah, I'm afraid that they will stop return anybody today, tomorrow, in a week. This is what I'm afraid of. Then they can say, "I cannot find anyone." That's it. This is what I'm afraid of, really.
And that was Ella Haimi, the widow of Tal Haimi, whose remains are still in Gaza, speaking to our reporter, Cian McCormack.